Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and guess what? I'm Rusty, and today is Humpty Hump Day. It's Wednesday, my first favorite day of the week, and recently my second favorite day of the week is Sunday. Sunday night, we continue our Living and Thriving series at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I have to say that it has been an incredible journey moving into this apartment. We have 39 stairs one way, and I've decided we're not going to have a sofa unless, you know, the whole fire department wants to come and schlep one up all of those stairs. So we're beanbagging it for the time being. A lot of stairs. And, you know, I'm just feeling quite lazy in my old age. Necessary pain, I have to tell you. I also want to remind you that we were going to have Tom on today to discuss his book on writing in time. And unfortunately, his mom is very ill, and he will not be joining us today. But we do have Bradford and Beth here on Living and Thriving, and they're musicians. I'm really looking forward to learning more about them and what they do and what inspires them and motivates them and gets them grooving. As you know, mind, body, and soul is the topic of this show, and groovy is all I love and want in my life. 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you'll hear me with David Pesco in regards to Ask a PI, my new radio show, in regards to helping you understand private investigation techniques, and so on and so forth. Today, we're going to be discussing social media do's and don'ts, what to put on social media and what not to. So that's exciting, especially for all of you Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest fans out there. You're a social media junkie, as I am. And unfortunately, we have to be a lot more cognizant than we would have been 10 years ago. So definitely tune in to Blog Talk Radio, askapi.com, or askapi, and learn a little bit more about safety on social media. Before I start for that on, I am going to get our sponsors out of the way.
ASEA is the first and only source of
Living and Thriving with Rusty is
ASEA is the first and only source of balanced, stabilized redox signaling molecules outside the body. What does that mean? Enhanced immune function, protection against free radical damage, boosts efficiency of the body's own antioxidants by up to 500%, and provides superior support to athletes, for starters. To learn more about this amazing one-of-a-kind product and how it can enrich your life, go to ASEA-rocks.com. That's ASEA-rocks.com. Or call Teresa at 206-454-9226. Again, that's 206-454-9226.
Living and Thriving with Rusty is proudly sponsored by Lady Hawk & Associates, a full private investigation firm. Contact Lady Hawk & Associates today, 941-275-1920. Remember, Lady Hawk & Associates can help you uncover, recover, or discover. Call 941-275-1920.
And we're back here, Living and Thriving. And Bradford Lewis and, let's see, Beth Whitney are from the Banner Days, and they're live in Seattle, or they're probably not live now. They're actually drinking some coffee and coming back. I heard it was raining out there. But they like to jam together, and I'm stalking them on the Instagram now. And August 3rd, and I'm just going to come on and let them explain who they are and what they do. Hello, good afternoon. You're live on Living and Thriving with Rusty. How are you?
Hello. Doing Hello. Well. Hi. Yeah.
We're doing really well out here on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. So let's start with you, Beth. Who are you and what do you do?
Gosh, I ask myself that every day. No, I am Beth Whitney, and I'm a singer-songwriter. I have a couple albums up until this point, and I'm excited to be doing this joint album with Bradford Loomis. I play as a duo with my husband normally, and then we've come together for this project, so we're kind of playing as a trio, me and my husband on upright bass, and then Bradford as well, obviously. So, yeah, what else? I'm the fifth of six kids, big family, grew up with a hay bale on top of the car most days, and played a lot of sports as a kid. Yeah, there's so much to say that you could say about a person, but that's a little bit of it, I guess. What about you, Bradford?
Well, I husband, father, I've got three kids, 13, 8, and 7, and singer, songwriter, kind of a roots soul style music, and came across Beth and her husband and their music and was immediately blown away, and so I wanted to start playing with them, and so we did that, and we started writing together and just became, kind of a really good fit. And so I've really been enjoying seeing where this music is going and working together. So
very
more
cool,
on this project.
Talk to me a little bit about what you wanted to be when you were a child.
I wanted to be a, I think any kid that's just into sports wants to be a professional athlete. I liked that idea. But as soon as I discovered music, which was about sixth grade, that's really what I wanted to do. So really enamored with the idea of music and the musical pursuit. And in my more intellectual moments, I guess, I heard from a lot of people, you got to kind of, what if music doesn't work out? So I always thought about being a teacher or a counselor as well. So probably one of those three.
Okay. Beth?
I wanted to be a couple different things. I really have always been drawn to Mother Teresa, but I've had a crush on my husband since I was 4.
Is he
Aaron.
Depp too?
Yeah. What's that? Is he what?
I said, is he Johnny Depp?
Basically,
all of us
girls
had a crush on Johnny Depp.
My husband is so handsome. It's really ridiculous. But yeah, I met him when I was 4, and so I knew I wanted to marry him. So I couldn't be a nun, but I did like Mother Teresa, how she just seemed very selfless and fought for justice. And then on kind of on the same lines, but kind of opposite at the same time, I also wanted to be a lawyer because I just really like arguing, actually. And I like debate and, lively, healthy debate. I just like those. And I like, finding a logic stream and running with it. So, yeah, but I'm a songwriter, so there it is.
That's very cool. So if there was one thing that inspired you the most in your life to really pursue this career, what was it? What was that cosmic 2x4 that whacked you in the head and said, you've really got to drive forward and this is what your calling is? We'll start with you, Bradford.
Oh, go ahead.
Wow, that's a great question. I was always pursuing music as kind of a hobby because I really had no idea how to do it. And I think the thing that really kind of pushed me the hardest to seriously pursue it as a occupation was my wife and I had lost our, well, it was my job. I was working for Verizon at the time, and I lost it during the whole financial collapse. And shortly thereafter, you know, they raised the rate on the house that we had bought, and so it became an impending inevitability that we were going to lose the house. So we had to get scrappy, and music was really the one thing that I knew how to do that could pay anything remotely close to, you know, what we needed if I got creative with it. So that's what we did. We got creative and really started to push hard and, you know, figure things out. And luckily, you know, the music industry now is can really be what you make it if you're willing to make it.
Right.
So we're, that's really the thing that pushed us.
I had a, I don't, for me, I don't think it was a 2x4, more than maybe like a smaller board than that, maybe like sticks kind of poking at me throughout my life. But I do remember one moment, though, where a gentleman at church handed me a guitar. I remember where we were standing and everything, and he handed me a guitar. He's an older, probably in his 70s, just very kind gentleman, and he held out this guitar to me and said, could you use this? And I like, was awake to life for a moment, and I looked at it. I looked at the guitar, and I, like, thought about it. You know, can I use this? And I said, yeah. And I took it and brought it home and started writing songs that day. But before then, I didn't play guitar or anything, and I didn't actually even sing besides just playing around and singing in the car with my family. So that was kind of a defining moment for me. Just, he asked if I could use it, and I decided I could.
So if you were to say three top steps or rules, regulations, I don't know what the word is that I'm looking for because it's kind of lost in the sea of my thinking, which is an amazing place, very frightening. if there were the top three things in regards to becoming a musician that you would advise a newbie, what would those top three things be? Does it make sense?
Yeah. Let's see. One, I would say the first thing that I can think of, which is ironic because I'm on the phone right now, is probably turn your phone off if you have one. I think it's like
and look
a creative.
Doing with creative.
Yeah, but not right now because we're on. But
right. And not all the time, right?
And not all the time. No, that's make sure there's chunks of time. I would say take chunks of time to have it off, and then have chunks of time where you're Bradford will tell you about social media part maybe. But I'm always pushing to turn the phone off. So Bradford, you can disagree with me right now if you want, and I'll think of another one.
No, I like that.
Yeah.
I would say more than you. You've got to want it more than anybody else and throw everything you have at it. And so with that comment, I mean, it's not just a desire to push because it's not always about being obnoxious or belligerent or even frank. You know, it's often a willingness to take 3 hours a day, and I don't know anything about marketing. Okay, well, I'm going to do 3 hours a day on research about marketing until I figure it out. You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's a relentlessness that you have to have.
Yeah, totally. Shall I say one now? Let's see.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews said this. I can't quote him exactly, but the gist was, he just said something about, I just continue to make good music. Like, he's, like, committed to that. So, and that's kind of an obvious one, but it's easy I think, for me anyway, to get lost in the second, third, and fourth and fifth steps of the music business and forget about number one, which is making good music. That's, like, worthy of sharing and worthy of, worth, like, getting out there in the first place. Because if you have something that you believe in, then it's much easier to push and carry into the world. So that's my number. That's my number two, to make good music. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's three, right?
Yeah, I think that's three.
Well, yeah, but, did you want three from each of us?
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
go for it.
Gosh.
No pressure,
yeah, definitely the thing that's, and maybe this falls into the two things that Beth said, but there is definitely people ask me, like, what I do with my day, and they're like, so is it hard to find time to write? And it absolutely is hard to find time to write. I'd say writing music is like, man, it feels like 1% of what I do. So much of it is business and learning how to market, learning how to represent yourself on social media, you know, publishing, and there's so much out there for me that was unknown. I really wish that I had taken business classes, that I'd learned how to budget, that I'd learned how to write a business plan, you know, learn how to incorporate, all the different things, copywriting. There's so much business that needs to be attended to, and you're going to have a really hard time if you're going to have to pay somebody to do every aspect of that. It makes your overhead drastically worse. So you, I would say take a business class. Learn how to manage your own business. You'll find yourself leaps and bounds beyond most other artists, because it's often not musical talent. There's so much good musical talent out there. What separates people is their savvy business-wise and their ability to be relentless and find out those things they don't know.
Bradford, that is so unromantic, but yeah.
Yes.
You're
killed Joy,
Bradford. I'd say my last one is to have the courage and also the humility to collaborate and find people that are better at things than you are. Like, whether that's a producer or another songwriter, or, you know, like bandmates, you know, just have the courage to believe in yourself to work with those people, and then also the humility to take their input too. So that's something that I'm pretty shy, you know, and I'm pretty introverted, artistic type or whatever, but I definitely have had, my career has moved forward whenever I open up and start working with somebody else and getting their input and everything, so.
But don't you think that life, no matter what the subject is about balance? So I am not a plumber. I always use this analogy. For my longtime listeners, they're rolling their eyes. But I'm not a plumber. I tried that once. I made a huge mess. So I now hire plumbers, and I always screen them for the cute ones because the whole plumber crack thing doesn't really work for me.
Right.
But
yeah.
Not for $180 an hour, I'm good. but on a serious note, like, I had to learn to hire out for the things I'm not good at. And I think that's a sign of maturity, and it's also a sign of really being able to conduct your life in a balanced, positive manner. Doesn't that make sense to you?
Yeah,
we have a construction project too, and it's like we have to hire it out totally, or we just get lost in it. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. So when you two found each other, what was the chemistry like? How did you decide that grooving with each other is just gonna take you to the next level?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it was a process, you know. We were working together. So when we all played together at a show, that was really – and then we happened to wind up at another Christmas show together. And it was just – they're so laid back and easy to work with and just very kind people. So I ended up asking them if they would want to, you know, be my band for my release and to playing with me as well, like, you know, they play their own music as well. And they were just so easy to work with and so accommodating. And you could tell a lot, you know, just really quickly the vibe of a person. And I really liked the way they conducted themselves, and they're just really easygoing and great people. I knew right away that we were going to be friends. And so I really like Beth's writing, and so I really wanted to write with her. So once we started writing, you know, it never changed. She continued to be laid back and easy to work with, and so that's really important for me with writing, because writing is so, it's such a personal portion of who you are. You know, when you're exposing vulnerabilities or ideas you have that are really, you know, emotionally tied to you as a person, you want someone who's going to tread on that lightly. And she definitely did. And I think it just worked really well for us. And so we just kept doing it. And about four songs in, we kind of had a discussion and looked at each other, the three of us, what if we put out a record together? And then we decided that, started moving towards that. And once we got the record recorded, we thought, well, what if we pursued this as a thing, you know, and not just a one-time project? And we don't have to put contracts in on it or anything. Let's just take it one small step at a time. And so we've kind of ventured into that, and it hasn't become problematic yet. It's been easy, and we make a point of talking to each other, the three of us, is this working out? You know, how are you guys feeling? We're really upfront about money. We're really upfront about shows and how we're doing a show, because we are sensitive to the fact that Beth has her brand, I have my brand, and then we're kind of trepidatiously stepping into this brand together. We've made a point of talking about every point. And I think that's made it a lot easier to move forward and progress. So
very cool. So because I have both of you on and it's a half an hour show, I'm going to kind of steer us towards the closing. And Beth and Bradford, the question that I ask every single guest all over the world is, what is it that you want people to take away from today's show? What is your inspirational message? What's your motivation for being on the show? And what do you want almost 300,000 people internationally to walk away with today? So let's start with you, Beth. No pressure.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Golly. Let's see. My heart started beating fast. I would say, just from our conversation, probably the thing about having courage and humility in whatever you're doing, you know, the courage to stand up and know that you have something for this world that nobody else has. And then the humility to learn what you need to learn to best get it out there. So that's, if that makes sense, that's probably my nugget.
My nugget. And how do we find you specifically?
The bannerdays.com is a good spot to, and it'll direct you either to my page or Bradford, or you can go straight to www.bethwhitneymusic.com as well.
Yeah, the banner days on your side didn't work, but on Bradford's it did. So you might want to have somebody look at that. The link is broken.
Oh, good to know. Yeah, then BethWhitneyMusic.com.
All right. Groovy. Bradford, you can. No pressure.
Yes. I would say, we were talking about this last night. There's this illusion that there's an it that you can make it to. But once you get to this point, you're done, and you can just sit back and relax, and life is easy. And there is no making it. There is no if you wait around until you understand things or you are ready, you'll never go anywhere. There's no being ready. It was a really powerful point when I realized nobody has it figured out. We're all trying to figure it out as we go, and that was really empowering for me to just go ahead and do it, to just go ahead and push, and try to pursue whatever I wanted to pursue. And I think that we really get lost in that sense of professional enough, or I'm not. Everybody has doubts, and if you, like I said, if you wait around, you're never going to go anywhere. Just now, it's time. Go for it.
I think that's beautiful because I always, when I coach people in regards to business and trying to jump over those hurdles of fear, I'm like, dude, it's just skinny dipping in the dark. That's like all you're doing. You got to jump into the water and understand that you're skinny dipping in the dark. Because really, you could not be more vulnerable. You could not be more afraid. And yet, you really, really, really want to do it. You know? So, cannonball in the dark naked. Do it and watch what happens and be open to that. And it's so much fun, isn't it, to be able to collaborate and move forward and watch how this grows.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Right,
that's a great analogy.
It's going to be like 10 p.m. tonight, and I'm going to think of the coolest thing that I should have said. But
well, the good news is, you know, I was able to squeeze you guys in spontaneously, so I thank you both for having that time available. But
I'm
on live twice a week, and even though technically I have a lineup until 2017, it doesn't mean that you can't come back on. So, Beth, write it down when you wake up in the middle of the night with a great quote.
Yeah. Alrighty, it'll be so good.
Brad, how do we reach you?
Say that again.
Where do we find you? You didn't tell us.
Oh yes, sorry, BradfordLumis.com.
Alright, groovy.
Of course,
and the duo
is the
BannerDays.com. Yeah, so groovy. You guys are on YouTube, and are you on Vimeo as well?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Great.
Yeah, yeah. All of my emails get sent to the Gmail.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, many blessings to both of you. Thank you so much for coming on. It was really nice to meet you both.
Thank you.
You too. Thanks.
And you're going to be in Washington this weekend, rocking it out, right? Did I see that? Do you want to plug yourself?
Yeah.
Whoever, go.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to think of what's happening this week.
I can't remember where I'm playing.
We have 60 seconds.
Well, I'm playing there's an event in Walla Walla, Washington. It's Bobbles and Bubbles. There's a mom's network.
That's a great event,
Yeah. And so they've hired me to come out and play out in Walla Walla. So I'll be out at Sepa Little Cellars from 7:30 to 10:30. On Saturday.
All right, groovy. Well, many blessings to you. We have about 17 seconds left, and I hope you guys come back on soon.
Yeah, thank you for having us so much.
All right. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. We just talked to Beth Whitney and Bradford Loomis from Out West. They decided to hang out with us a little bit today and talk about their new album, and Bella, evidently the postman's coming. So know that I love you. You're beautiful. I am so glad we get to walk this path together and meet so many cool people all over the world. And we get to share the journey. Until Sunday night, much love to all of you. Smile. It's contagious.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.